The first thing you'll be wondering is likely what role I have for you to play in my organization.
In perfect honesty, I expected to be running the place.
Amusing. And perhaps plausible if you can perform to a passable standard. What I've seen from your portfolio is that you're a talented infiltrator. You worked your way past Kelvin McDonald's security and went completely unnoticed at Unstoppable HQ until it was too late. So now I pose to you, how would you infiltrate Luna Island?
They'll take you there at the taxpayer's expense if you walk into the city police department.
Comical! However, I was thinking of performing a swift attack on the place, starting with an EMP weapon and followed up with a quick aerial assault on the facility.
My dear Mercury, there's no way you can deliver an EMP charge to hardly anywhere without someone noticing. Luna Island is visible from the shore, so someone is bound to see the attack. Exactly what is your objective?
You may have heard. It was I who killed Captain Momentum. A shared effort, rather, one split between myself and his own overconfidence. I've come into possession of a weapon that can disable superpowers at the pull of a trigger. But though I've tried to synthesize it, it seems that I need the blood of Luna herself for the weapon to work. I could personally find my way into any prison in this country if I wanted, except for that one. Luna's mere presence disables all superpowers across a startling radius. The dominoes are nearly in place now. All we have to do is fly in, raid the grounds, and leave with our prize. Once Luna is removed, all the incarcerated villains will find their powers restored, and then the authorities will have their hands full.
Something the size of a helicopter would be spotted on radar before you get close. And if you're using an EMP, you'll need to be somewhat afar to begin with.
I had a man named Daryl Masterson in my employ for some time. He invented a gyro chair and left behind blueprints to make more. It's a personal aerial vehicle. It has a short range due to not being able to lift much fuel, but we won't be going far. Simply from the shore to the island, then back again, all at low altitude.
It sounds feasible, except the guards on Luna Island are fairly well armed, and you'll be forced to face them as ordinary men.
Of course, the risk of the plan is most obvious. That which sets us apart from the average man is taken away while on the island. I don't like to make an attack that isn't a sure thing. A reckless mistake will be my end, and I've evaded many deaths thanks only to my powers. I trust being reliant on my gift has taught me bad habits, and in the heat of the moment I'm liable to forget myself. The same goes for most forms of muscle I could hire. Supervillains grow accustomed to their strengths, and it makes them confident, whereas ordinary men, however skilled, would only undertake a task like this under very specific circumstances. And so I believe I must stack the deck. Mr. Green, you are reportedly a shapeshifter, are you not?
Reportedly so.
Prior to his death, Daryl Masterson had friends on the inside of Luna Island who were malcontent with the inadequate pay and the lack of respect their positions engendered. I was going to have Masterson arrange something, but he perished. It was quite a blow to my operation on many levels.
I heard about the incident. Rumor was, however briefly, that you killed Kimon himself during that altercation. What happened there?
I am uncertain. I saw the man's intestines roll from that wretched body cavity. All life left him. And yet soon after, there he was on TV. I believe there must be some trickery at play. Either the Kimon I killed was fake, or the one parading around now is. Regardless, I can say for certain the real Daryl Masterson is gone. But a convincing fake may yet persuade his former friends around to our cause.
Oh, I understand now why you agreed to see me. A talented shapeshifter would benefit you well.
For this, now, and other covert tasks in the future, yes.
Very well. Provide me a photo of Masterson and the names of his friends, and I can swiftly pull the levers to get inside without a fight at all. However, if I were you, I would be imminently concerned that you've now drawn very active attention from the FBI, the CIA, the local police, and perhaps who knows what forces abroad. If this building we're in now has in any way been in contact with any others of your organization, you can be sure they're going to descend on it soon.
Oh, we both know it wasn't really me who drew the bulk of their attention. It was you. But with the way that you are carrying on, you are going to draw serious force to the city inevitably. By allowing you as an agent of my own, I've managed to quickly resuscitate my image within my own gang. If my people smelled blood in the water after the compound raid, they'll now be thinking my reach extends quite far. As long as they remain disciplined and respectful, one or two of my operations being cracked will not shake the rest.
In that case, I should like to make myself scarce of your facilities. But we should remain in touch. Shall we carry on by phone?
I will text you once. It will be an unknown number, but the orders will be unmistakably mine. Afterward, we will destroy the phones and procure new ones. You will leave your new phone number at a dead drop. I trust you to act independently. You have so far. If you require anything from me, then you'll have let me down.
Hold on, that's not how this works. We get something for a job. We're profit-motivated.
Interesting. What you've done so far seems rather ideologically motivated.
Mr. Green has ideals, but he has to pay his people.
Well, of course I'm familiar with the city's most favorite motive. What is your price?
I thought that we went over this. We want ownership of overseas holdings.
Ah, yes. This was brought to my attention. Indeed, these things will be granted to you. Consider yourselves, in essence, salaried. I will continue to provide you with assets and cash payments for as long as you work for me.
Got it. So long as that's clear.
In the meanwhile, are you aware this place is being watched?
Wherever they go, and they may watch as they will not find me. Howard here will be the thorn they prick themselves with if they attempt to raid this place.
Oh, really? Yet they know that Howard is working for you, and because he's Kimon's son, they know him too well.
Howard perks up, and he says, well, they don't know everything about me.
You believe your own father isn't aware of your abilities?
He knows most of them, but my dad's a snake. He and I have a lot of overlap. I inherited a lot of things that he can do. And he likes to keep all his own power secret. He'll know things about me, but his team won't, because I bet he won't tell them everything there is to know about us both.
Such as?
Like, a lot of his powers have to do with emotion. You know, he kind of uses anger as his guide to get a handle on them. But, like, for example, he could deflect bullets and stuff by hating them. I can do the same, just with different feelings.
And yet, unlike him, you willingly volunteer this sensitive information about yourself.
Well, if we're going to work on the same team, it makes sense to be candid with each other so we can plan better.
It does not. It only makes sense to disclose those things which are essential to the plan. What plan do you have that requires making me aware of the things that you could hide?
Mercury puts a hand on Howard's shoulder and says, now, Howard, Mr. Green is an expert of subterfuge. I can relate well. Of course, when you live deceiving the world, you can think of no option but deception. But, Mr. Green, you see, Howard is my subordinate, so knowing his abilities helps me better understand how to use him to his greatest potential. Further, it gives me insight into Kimon, who I remind you, it seems I've defeated at least once.
And yet, did Howard provide you with insight as to how Kimon returned after this defeat?
Howard says, well, I've never been killed before, and I hope to keep it that way. I don't know how my father came back or if the whole thing was one of his tricks. I'd like to think that maybe it means I can't die either, but it'd be just like him to fake his own death to make me overconfident.
You think he would let himself be ripped in half for you? Is overconfidence really a weakness of yours? Seems you've been quietly cowering in your seat since I've met you.
When I have a clear task, yes, I can be very confident.
Well, here's a clear task for you. Why don't you shut up?
I don't have to take that from you. But if that were a task, I would be good at it.
Can you? Because it sounds like you're bungling it.
Enough! Mercury waves his hand. This grows tedious. Mr. Green, you and your men have your task. I will arrange for your compensation. There is nothing further. I will text you the information you need. You can find the information for the next phone system we will use at a construction site at the following location. Mercury scribbles an address on a notepad and hands it to you.
We understand the job. Luna will soon be in your custody with no need for anything too bombastic.
I'm not afraid of bombast, of sending a little message. Once every hero fears my ability to strip their powers and kill them like the mortals they are, I'll have the edge I need to make a true difference in this world. And you, Mr. Green, you and your cohorts will rise alongside me.
To a better world, then.
Mercury motions to the door and a thug leads you out.
To a better world. And what exactly would that be, Mr. Green?
Anytime someone promises a brighter future, you should always ask for whom. What I've learned time and time again is that when someone says things are unfair and should be better, you can agree, but in time you'll realize that you're having a completely different conversation than you thought. If we settle to be Mercury's lackeys, then oh, I'm sure the world has been unfair to him, in his perspective. I believe there's many things that he feels he should be allowed to do, and he's been unjustly prevented. If only he had more power, more control, he could make the world more fair for himself.
And incidentally, Green, you have your own clear designs on the world. Are they going to make it better for yourself or for everybody?
Oh, I'm liable to make it worse.
Well, there's an honest guy. I still don't get your angle exactly, and I don't think either of us do. I don't know if either of us will.
I want to make the world better, but the power to make the world better has never truly rested in the hands of any one individual. What do I know about the average person's wants or needs? All I need is to remove those in power who exist to feed their power. That will leave a vacuum, and it will be filled by someone. Perhaps Mercury, but he'll be as much a problem as anyone. See, the real victory will be fighting power until it's so fractured and so numerous that I have no idea where to strike next.
So what, your main goal is to, like, balkanize the country?
What? No, you misunderstand. When Standard Oil controlled the nation's railways, if you wanted to transport goods, you were forced to play by their rules, and they leveraged that against everyone. Let something like that fester, and it's the trail to poverty. That's the path we're on now. It took 40 years of legal conflict to wrangle them under control, and the whole country was better for their defeat. But we stopped fighting. That's the first mistake, thinking you'll ever stop fighting. My goal is to fight, gentlemen. I'm going to fight power. I'm not going to let it win. I'm not going to let some other power consolidate. I'll just keep fighting until I'm surrounded, and each face is a completely different enemy. And if they want to overcome me, they'll have to cooperate. And that, my friends, is how you unify the world. Do you understand?
Not exactly. I mean, in the broad strokes. But if we got overly sentimental about what a supervillain was saying, we wouldn't get paid like we do. We're with you as long as you're on the path to success. If you start to slip, we'll join one of the enemies that you're trying to make.
But they'll have to offer you a better deal than I can cut, which means that you'll prosper, won't you? And as long as they have to fight to keep you out of my hands, you can expect more generous pay, better benefits. Fight me, and I win. I get what I want.
Now look, that part I get. But the criminal world loves a good monopoly, see? We don't have rules. Nobody breaks us up when there's an unfair market practice. The highest bidder will get their guy.
I didn't say fighting everyone at once would be easy. Regardless, Mercury's back is to the wall now, whether he realizes it or not. I expect his empire will begin to crumble. That'll leave a vacuum in need of filling. For us to fight, we must also seize power and fill vacuums. There's opportunity ahead of us, but not as mere subordinates.
There it is. You need a little power to get more powerful, and yeah, we'll see how it shakes out, Green. But for the record, although I get where you're coming from, you're still obviously insane.
Not diagnosably.
I think you could maybe be diagnosed as a sociopath at a minimum.
Not if I fight the psychiatrist trying to diagnose me. Can't do a psych profile on a man you can't catch.
You got me there.
I mean, that's the essence of crime, right? None of it's illegal until you get caught.
I think you're thinking about legal consequences.
Oh, yeah, right. None of this has legal consequences until they catch us.
I'll call you when I'm in need. Let's depart together, then split up and go our separate ways.
Are you gonna need us to take on Luna Island?
Well, an aptitude with explosives and engineering is something we can depend on from Kandok, is it not? That can be easily valuable from outside the facility. I'll certainly think of you.
Likewise, boss. I'd say don't start fights with people you can't beat, but it seems like we're already well past that.
We'll see yet. And I leave so that I can do a little research into the blueprints for this building. While I was there, I didn't hear anything like noises beneath me from underground tunnels, for example.
Nope. As far as you could tell, this place is what it looks like. It's probably just a front for Mercury to launder money and do who knows what else. A raid would be pretty straightforward.
And in that case, once I get the blueprints, I'll put them in a single PowerPoint slide, and I'll call Freeze Frame.
Hello, this is Freeze Frame.
Yeah, I got that place checked out.
So quick?
Yeah, there's not much to it. From what I can tell, there's no secret ways in or out. Unlike the compound, that tells me it's probably going to be a fairly small bust. We might round up a few goons, but either way, if we move fast enough, then there's nowhere for them to run.
Great. Let me call Flux and Light Show, and we'll talk battle plans. Can you meet me at the hotel?
Yeah, be there in a few minutes.
You all convene at the hotel and meet up at Lowry's suite.
Wow, this is a nice room.
Yeah, of course. It's doubling as our war room, temporarily, so no expenses need to be spared. It's all a company expenditure.
Oh, is that fine, considering the company is in such a bad place right now?
We're arguing with the insurance. Don't worry about the company's liquid assets. Those are fine. We're mainly struggling with the stockholders and the board of directors for now.
So, we're okay?
Of course. Yeah, financially, we're a large company that spans the nation. We're making plenty of money, yeah. But whenever the investors are spooked, it's bad all around. If it looks like we're not doing well, they'll sell stocks and the company invests in itself, so a lot of the balances will crash.
I don't really understand stocks. It all sounds fake sometimes.
Don't worry about it. Michael and I get what's happening, and we're on top of it. In fact, we're about to make it clear that we're still in the action. Kimon, do you have that presentation?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. I pop on the computer and project the blueprints.
Oh, a PowerPoint.
Well, it's just one slide.
Still, I'm surprised you went through this much trouble. Normally, you just bring in a paper copy of the plans and make us lean over the table.
And then you'd whine the whole time about how your back hurts.
Yes, and now the whole room can see the plans from the comfort of a couch. I'm not seeing where I'm wrong. Let's go.
All right, so we have a front and back entrance. The rear's for loading and unloading trucks, but it's a pretty small company operation, so there's not going to be many places to hide. The main area of the building is here, where they keep most of their supplies. Then the offices are back here. We got a bathroom here. Being that it's a construction company, the idea is that typically most of the staff will be out on the job, not in the building. Offices are probably going to be occupied mostly by desk jocks doing AutoCAD and whatever.
Why would they be doing AutoCAD?
Because it's a construction firm.
But they're criminals. Wouldn't they be using their computers to scam grandmas or something?
It's a legitimate business, as far as I can tell, with the catch being that it's owned by criminals who are using it partially as a front. Now, I know you don't want to hear this, but if we want to pick apart what elements of this are and are not criminal, then what we really need to do is wait, observe the place, tap the lines, all that stuff.
The shareholders need assurances today.
Right, so we're going to attack the place. Now, there might be some actual hardened criminals in there, but I'd say it can't be more than, like, 2 or 3. Likely just guys in the know with guns. And of course, you can have a gun if you don't have any priors, so no one else might even realize something is up with that. A couple of guys with guns is no problem for us. The main thing we have to worry about are civilian injuries. If it gets in the news that we screwed up and hurt somebody, that'll be the kind of press that you hate.
Correct.
So basically, I'm thinking we go in from both sides. Flux, you and Lightshow take the front. I'll go from the back, pound on the door, announce ourselves. You know, we're wearing bright costumes so everybody'll know what's happening. Bust in 30 seconds later. If it goes well, we'll just catch some guys trying to flush or shred documents. No danger to anyone. If guns get involved, we just have to neutralize them fast. But again, have to emphasize, some of the people in the office aren't criminals, so we don't want to get in too hot.
Actually, speaking of that, what would you like to do with Cog?
Fire him, preferably?
Try again.
I don't know, Lowry. For an operation like this, I don't have an ideal use for a guy whose power is that he's very good at shooting people. We should barely need to do any shooting.
Okay, and where am I supposed to be?
Where do you want to be, Lowry?
I could wait in the car.
Wait, what would you wait in the car for? Are you getting drive-through or what?
Flux, do you think you could do a quick wiretap on the inside of the building?
Everybody uses cell phones now, but maybe with Lightshow's help, I could sneak inside at night when nobody's there and plant bugs around the place? Then we could see and listen in, you know what they're doing?
Good, you do that, and I'll keep an eye on the surveillance. I guess if you don't have a use for Cog, he can stay with me, and we'll move in if you need backup.
All right, fine. Then that's the battle plan. Elvis and Lightshow, go ahead, set something up independently for the pre-show infiltration. If you need any assistance, just tap me or whoever. Otherwise, I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning.
Lightshow says, Flux can teleport and I can hide us pretty well. I think we should be good going alone.
Perfect. And good luck, and I'll see you soon.